Everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled. What are we to take from this? Are we to go then and just deride ourselves and put ourselves down in front of everyone all the time? No, we don't want to have a wrong sense of humility. Yes, we want to be humbled in our own eyes and have the real, the true state of our being before God. And that is what we have today in the gospel. It's about realizing the truth of how you stand before God. That yes, even though we do these works, we say we're unprofitable servants. Meaning that we work for God, most importantly. We have these talents, we have these gifts. God has given us these gifts, but for Him. So we see when the Pharisee goes up and he says about how he was all the things that he does, all the works that he does. And he thanks God that he's not as the publican, or as the publican, as a sinner. But he mistakes himself, because we are all sinners. Even though we do good works and we have all these gifts from God, we still have a fallen human nature to overcome. And that's the trick of the devil. He wants you to forget that fact. He wants you to forget that we all have to struggle. No matter how far we progress in our holiness, it's not like we reach the final level, we reach the end, and then we're sent and we don't have to try anymore. No, there's no state in this life where you don't struggle, where you don't fight a spiritual battle to overcome and win your soul. And so we see true humility is knowing our state. We have a fallen human nature that we always have to fight against. We always have to be turning to God for His mercy and His grace to help us. And so instead of like the Pharisee, when you come here, we come here for God. Why do we come to church? Why do we practice our religion? Why do we study the faith? Is to have a better understanding of the difficulty and the remedy to be applied. So we know ourselves. We know we have a fallen human nature. We know man is inclined to sin. They had mentioned the priest in the seminary told us, if you do what comes naturally, you will go to hell. Naturally, we sin. We have to supernaturalize our lives. And that's what it's about. We do that by seeking God's grace on a daily basis. And so the Pharisee, he was simply working to fulfill the letter of the law. He worked for himself. As we see many people in the world today, when they practice their religion, they do it so they can wear it as a badge, as, this is me. You see, they have the Facebook pages or whatever that is showing all of their works, showing themselves to the world. But the truth is, we need to focus on how we look in God's eyes. How does God see us? As we read yesterday about the temple, our Lord overthrew the money changers. How is our soul? We have to keep focus on this, and the world is bent upon distracting us from this. With all these, this political atmosphere that we're dealing with, all the struggles of life, the only real important thing is, are we saving our souls? Are we working? Are we using all of our talents and all of our abilities to serve God and to glorify Him? And so we see the two here. The Pharisee saying, look at me and look at what I have done. Versus the publican saying, I am yet a sinner and I need God's grace. I need His mercy. So we need to throw off the trick of the world, the trick of the devil, that saying, you're okay where you are. You're okay in your state of life. You're doing just fine. Don't focus on your self-betterment. You already do so much. You already pray every day. You already do all these good works. We say to ourselves, like the Pharisees, well, at least we're not as them. At least we're not that bad. We don't do those things. As if that's how God's going to judge us. Oh, well, you didn't do what he did. No, we have our own personal struggles. We have our own personal spiritual battle that we have to fight. So that's why it's very important to know ourselves, to know our faults. In spiritual life, you read about finding out your predominant fault. We all have faults. No one's perfect. But knowing specifically what you are prone to commit, what sin. Because we all have our own spiritual battle. We all have our own weaknesses, our own strengths, our own gifts, as we read in the epistle today. So it's very important to know what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, so that you can apply the proper remedy. So that we can use our talents, use our good gifts to glorify God, rather than, as we know, we'll be held accountable for every idle word we speak. Even using our gifts and the grace of God for ourselves rather than a means to glorify God. And what do we read today? No man can say the Lord Jesus but by the Holy Ghost. Very important to realize, we look at even creation. There's a joke about the atheist trying to create life, you know, saying that it's not that hard, and so then he takes a pile of dirt, but God says, no, get your own dirt. The point is, of ourselves, we can't do anything. We can't even exist without God. When we try to shine a light on ourselves, then it becomes a sin. Then it becomes stealing from God, stealing His glory. Just as it's the conundrum of being humble and not doing your works before men for men, but at the same time, let your light shine so that when they see your works, they can glorify God. So we have to have that balance of when we work. We don't do it for ourselves. We don't do it for this life, but we work for heaven. We seek to glorify God. We have a different end than the common end of the world. And so, and yet we would, as the Pharisee, enter into the judgment of our neighbor. We don't know what they're dealing with. I always think of it this way. God, He knows us so well. He knows our perfect makeup. He knows our very being. All the hairs of our head are numbered. But He can judge perfectly. He who knows less, how can He judge? Only imperfectly. You can't know what someone is dealing with. You can't know the day they're having. You can't know how they've been brought up. And so we have to work with what we do know. And that is, we all have a fallen human nature. We all have our struggle, our spiritual battle. And so the more we can suffer one another, the more we can offer it up, the more we can suffer in patience, help each other to carry our crosses, the easier it will be, the lighter it will be. So we know that we have a fallen human nature, and then all our gifts are from God's good grace. So we need to use them for His greater glory, to honor Him, that He may be merciful to us and He may continue to give us the graces we need to get to heaven. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.